Hey, how you doing? Welcome. This is episode 306 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb. I'm your host, and I'm so glad you're here today. Every Monday through Friday, I bring you two or three chapters of the Bible and a short devotional or commentary in about 10 minutes. We're reading through the Bible on three tracks. Track one is reading through the Old Testament. Track two is reading through the New Testament. And the third is reading through the books of poetry and wisdom. Each day alternates to one of those tracks. Also, each week I choose a different translation of the Bible. Today we're on track two, and we're going to read the entire book of Thessalonians, chapters 1-3. They're short chapters, but what they have to say is very important. They talk about the end times, the things that must happen before the return of Jesus to the earth. Listen carefully. You might hear some things that sound like Paul was talking about what seems to be happening today. This week we're reading from the New International Reader's Version. Let's begin. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. I, Paul, am writing this letter. Silas and Timothy join me in writing. We are sending this letter to you, the members of the church in Thessalonica. You belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. Brothers and sisters, we should always thank God for you. That is only right, because your faith is growing more and more. The love you all have for each other is increasing. So among God's churches, we brag about the fact that you don't give up easily. We brag about your faith in all the suffering and testing you're going through. All of this proves that when God judges, He is fair. So you will be considered worthy to enter God's kingdom. You are suffering for His kingdom. God is fair. He will pay back trouble to those who give you trouble. He will help you who are troubled, and He will also help us. All of those things will happen when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come in blazing fire. He will come with the angels who are given the power to do what God wants. He will punish those who don't know God. He will punish those who don't obey the good news about our Lord Jesus. They will be destroyed forever. They will be shut out of heaven. They will never see the glory of the Lord's power. All of those things will happen when He comes. On that day, His glory will be seen in His holy temple. Everyone who has believed will be amazed when they see Him. That includes you, because you believed the witness we gave you. Keeping this in mind, we never stop praying for you. Our God has chosen you. We pray that He will consider you worthy of His choice. We pray that by His power, He will make every good thing you have planned come true. We pray that He will make perfect all that you have done by faith. We pray this so that the name of our Lord Jesus will receive glory through what you have done. We also pray that you will receive glory through what He has done. We pray all these things in keeping with the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Brothers and sisters, we want to ask you something. It has to do with the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. It concerns the time when we will go to be with Him. What if you receive a prophecy, report, or letter that is supposed to have come from us? What if it says that the day of the Lord has already come? If it does, we ask you not to become easily upset or alarmed. Don't let anyone trick you in any way. That day will not come until people rise up against God. It will not come until the man of sin appears. He is a marked man. He is sentenced to be destroyed. He will oppose everything that is called God. He will oppose everything that is worshipped. He will give himself power over everything. He will set himself up in God's temple. He will announce that he himself is God. Don't you remember? When I was with you, I used to tell you those things. Now you know what is holding the man of sin back. He is held back so that he can make his appearance at the right time. The secret power of sin is already at work, but the one who now holds that power back will keep doing it until he is taken out of the way. Then the man of sin will appear. The Lord Jesus will overthrow him with the breath of his mouth. The glorious brightness of Jesus' coming will destroy the man of sin. The coming of the man of sin will be Satan's work. His work will be seen in all kinds of fake miracles, signs, and wonders. It will be seen in every kind of evil that fools people who are dying. They're dying because they refuse to love the truth. The truth would save them. So God will fool them completely. Then they will believe the lie. Many will not believe the truth. They will take pleasure in evil. They will be judged. Brothers and sisters, we should always thank God for you. The Lord loves you. God chose you from the beginning. He wanted you to be saved. Salvation comes through the Holy Spirit's work. He makes people holy. It also comes through believing the truth. He chose you to be saved by accepting the good news that we preach, and you will share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, stand firm. Hold on to what we taught you. We passed our teachings on to you by what we preached and wrote. Our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father loved us. By His grace, God gave us comfort that will last forever. The hope He gave us is good. May our Lord Jesus Christ and God our Father comfort your hearts. May they make you strong in every good thing you do and say. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Finally, brothers and sisters, pray for us. Pray that the Lord's message will spread quickly. Pray that others will honor it just as you did. And pray that we will be saved from sinful and evil people. Not everyone is a believer. But the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you. He will guard you from the evil one. We trust in the Lord, so we're sure that you are doing the things we tell you to do. And we're sure that you will keep on doing them. May the Lord fill your hearts with God's love. May Christ give you the strength to go on. Brothers and sisters, here is a command we give you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep away from every believer who doesn't want to work. Keep away from anyone who doesn't live up to the teaching you received from us. You know how you should follow our example. We worked when we were with you. We didn't eat anyone's food without paying for it. In fact, it was just the opposite. We worked night and day. We worked very hard so that we wouldn't cause any expense to any of you. We worked even though we have the right to receive help from you. We did it in order to be a model for you to follow. Even when we were with you, we gave you a rule. We said, anyone who will not work will not eat. We hear that some people among you don't want to work. They aren't really busy. Instead, they are bothering others. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, so we strongly command people like that to settle down. They have to earn the food they eat. Brothers and sisters, don't ever get tired of doing the right thing. Keep an eye on anyone who doesn't obey the directions in our letter. Watch that person closely. Have nothing to do with him. Then he will feel ashamed. But don't think of him as an enemy. Instead, warn him as a brother or sister. May the Lord who gives peace give you peace at all times and in every way. May the Lord be with all of you. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own handwriting. That's how I prove that I am the author of all my letters. I always do it that way. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. May God bless the reading of His Word. Paul was telling the church at Thessalonica that they shouldn't panic when people come around saying that Jesus had already returned. Yes, Jesus is coming back, to be sure, and it will be a very good thing when He does, but there are some things that must happen before that takes place. And then Paul tells them a few things to look for. We'll look at them again, but it's important to know that these are not the only things that must happen before the Lord returns. Some people have made a career trying to decipher all of the prophecies given in the Bible about what are often called the end times. And while it is interesting to study this subject, it's more important to live our lives in such a way that we fulfill our part of the Great Commission, the last thing Jesus said before He was taken up to heaven. In Matthew 28:19-20, He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you." Some have gotten off the track. They've forgotten about those parting instructions of Jesus and focused on watching for His return. And in the process, they've gotten so out of whack that they've ruined lives, their own and others. Don't do that. Look for the signs, but stay busy doing the business that He told us to do. And with that, let's look at the signs Paul pointed out here in 2 Thessalonians. In the second chapter, verses 3 and 4, Paul said, "Don't let anyone trick you in any way. That day will not come until people rise up against God. it will not come until the man of sin appears. He is the marked man. He is sentenced to be destroyed. He will oppose everything that is called God. He will oppose everything that is worshipped. He will give himself power over everything. He will set himself up in God's temple. He will announce that he himself is God. I have to tell you that when I read that, it sounds like it could happen any day. People are turning against God all around the world. If you're aware of the news reports, you know what I'm talking about. The recent Supreme Court decision is but the latest example of the United States thumbing its nose at God. And make no mistake, that decision was just the court reacting to the very vocal segment of the population that doesn't care what God's Word says. It's not the first time, and it isn't the last, that people will demand that God not be considered in making policy. But it isn't just an American phenomenon. Much of Europe has already turned its back on God. The same is true of Asia. Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world right now. And again, make no mistake, the God of Islam is not the God of the Bible. I could spend hours comparing and contrasting Allah with the true and loving and holy God of the Bible. It seems as if the world is ready right now for the one Paul calls the man of sin. It's my personal belief that this man could very well be alive today. Yes, I believe that the time is very short before these things happen. But my job is not to stop everything and wait for that day to arrive, nor is it your job. Our job is to remember and do what Jesus told us to do. Make disciples. Live in such a manner that others will see a difference, a good difference, in you. Let them see that even though the world may be falling apart, you have the peace that passes all understanding because you know the one who holds the future. If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 306.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. Are you subscribed to the Lifespring Family Bible in your favorite podcast app? Be sure you do, because you know you don't want to miss an episode. I'll see you tomorrow when we check back in with Job. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.